At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hello, Raymond. Welcome to the men's room.
Marijuana and madam.
Hola. Raymond, welcome to the program. The random would you rather question. Let's go with this one. Raymond, would you rather be stranded on a cruise ship or escape a burning airplane?
Oh, man.
Did you see
the ship? I think, because I can swim.
Well, did you see the video of the plane the other day?
I did not.
So the plane was taking off. They're about to launch off there.
Yeah. I did see that.
And everybody's out in a couple of minutes. I understand. But the plane is on fire. Where the cruise ship, like, I know you're stuck and I know it's inconvenient. But again, just my position of things is this is not an emergency. This is an inconvenience. I can deal with an inconvenience. Emergencies, like most people, do not enjoy them.
Right. Also, on that plane, people were stopping to get their bags out. Like they were.
Are you kidding?
No. Did you see a video of that? The stewardess is like, get the F off the airplane. They're like, hold on. Jumping the bin, grabbing her stuff. She's like, come on.
Well, on cruise ships, you got like the pools, and you just lounge on the deck while you're stranded there.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but one thing to keep in mind, right? So the cruise ship has however many thousands of passengers, and essentially when you design these things, you make the assumption that at no point is every passenger going to be on the deck. It's not built to accommodate that, right? But when something goes wrong and the air conditioning goes out and all these other things going on, obviously the deck is where you want to be.
I watch poop cruise.
Yeah, poop cruise. They could barely fit because, again.
Point taken.
Yeah, but still, I'm taking that 10 times over.
Do they really have enough lifeboats on that cruise ship?
They might.
I mean, when you walk by, do you see them?
You do see them. And you're briefed
on. Are they big?
They're big enough. And when you get on a cruise, typically before the thing takes off, everyone's called down to this common areas kind of per deck, and on that deck they will explain to you that in case of an emergency, this is where you go to get on this particular lifeboat or the two or three that are there. But again, I maintain these cruise ships are neither sinking nor are they being boarded by Somali pirates, so it sucks, but you don't feel like you're in danger, where the burning plane only takes a few minutes, but you're in imminent danger because it has all that fuel.
Well, also for you, thrill, there's alcohol on the boat.
Well, I don't know if you watched the documentary Poop Cruise. It's worth watching. It's only an hour of your time. But one of the things they did, because this boat was stranded for a couple of days, obviously the passengers are getting restless. Same thing, no power, toilets are overflowing, etc. So the cruise director said, you know what? Why don't we just open up the bar for everyone, at least for the adults, to kind of burn off some steam? That was one of the worst mistakes they made. As these people, because they're handing it out for free, they can't really exchange money. There's no way to do it. People got absolutely effed up. And now everyone started fighting. And they're like, drunk people fight, hundreds of them everywhere.
Well, did you know what happened to the plane in Denver? So they're starting to take off. They're starting to fire up the engines. So they're moving pretty good. And then there is a huge explosion.
Right.
That is heard. Then strong vibrations in the aircraft. The plane stops. Then a huge piece of debris is seen rolling from underneath the plane and off the side of the runway.
Right.
So something flies off. And then the smoke and then the flames. So one video, that's not good. Look, and you see something, maybe one of the wheels, rolling off of the airplane. Someone then screamed fire. So they opened up the emergency doors and we slid down those inflatable slides. Multiple people are trying to run away from the plane.
Yeah.
You see like three or four people just absolutely eat it on the runway. Yeah.
And that's the difference because of the fuel on the plane. It's like, right, I got off the plane, but your fear, obviously, it's going to explode.
Right.
And like I said, that whole thing only lasted a few minutes. So in the scheme of things, it's a quick one and done, you're out of there. But I would think your fear level is through the roof. We're on the cruise ship. There's no fear. It's just annoyance, right? They say, hey, man, we don't have power. We're stranded at sea. And you're like, ah, F. But nothing's happening. You're not drifting out to sea. No one's being eaten by sharks. Yeah. It's not sinking. It sucks.
Even poop crews, they all made it back.
every single one
and
of them.
And so did everybody in the burning airplane. Thank God. I mean, that for that.
But I feel like they give different interviews. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The people on the poop cruise are like, oh, my God, it was so bad, it sucked, blah, 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 and they have a bit of a story. People getting off the plane were like, I was terrified for my effing life. I'm like, oh, okay. Which reminds me, this is when I learned one thing about journalism. Years ago, there was a flight from either Hawaii to, like, San Francisco or vice versa. But anyway, upon landing, the top of the plane ripped off. So these people are essentially in a convertible that is a jetliner is going to Hawaii. All right. So the plane lands. The one of the flight attendants got sucked out and disappears.
Yeah.
Right. Because everyone else is belted in. But, you know, the hair's all crazy. So it shows these people getting off the plane. And there's a bunch of reporters waiting for them. And I remember this reporter asked one of the people, it's a dude with a mustache. That's all I remember. And he looks disheveled, right? And the reporter asked, were you frightened? And the guy just looked at the reporter, just shook his head and walked away. And I said to my father, why would you ask that dumbass question? He goes, it is a dumb question, but they can't just quote people. He goes, you still have to ask. Otherwise, you're putting words in people's mouths. I was like, okay, but he was scared. But I was like, no, I know that. But
did it hurt when you were stabbed?
Right. I mean, exactly. Like, you still have to ask the question, even when it's that stupid. Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Brock, welcome to the program. Random would you rather question. Let's go with this one. Brock, you go out of town. All right. You're going to spend the night in a hotel. Would you rather stay at the worst rated hotel in town or eat dinner at the worst rated restaurant?
I think that one's kind of easy. Because I would just get really drunk at the food place. So
what if you got
really
what if you got sick?
Well, shoot.
See, that's
I
my
did
concern.
Have that happen to me on vacation in Hawaii coming back.
What happened?
The flu. Second day there, and the whole week I was pissing and. Yeah, everything was coming out my mouth and out my back end, and it was.
You got food poisoning.
Yeah, well, no, I think it was the flu because it lasted for like 5 days. It got to the point where we were coming back from Hawaii, and I wanted to take a separate flight because I was afraid I was going to poop my pants on the way back.
What kind of separate flight? Either you're among people you know, right? I assume tribal family or friends, or you're around strangers. And look, this is just me because this is another would you rather. Would you rather? If you're going to poop yourself on a plane, would you rather be among all strangers? You're flying solo. Because, look, there's still 172 other people.
I think maybe just separate flights so he could get more time on the ground in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh!
I was sending the wife home with the kids, so I didn't have to deal with it. I was going to stay another day. But actually, on the plane, though, it happened where I had to go to the bathroom. And it was right after, sure enough, they started the food, the carts going up and down. And I go to my ex-wife now, hey, I gotta go, and I jump up and then I sit back down and she goes, what's up? And I look both ways and I can't go anywhere. I had to wait till they came by me, and then they stopped right behind me and took forever, and it's like, oh my God, please go by me. And then sure enough, the whole trip there was a group of volleyball team ladies, they were all around the bathroom that I kept going to every other 10 minutes.
I think I'm taking the worst hotel. I have stayed in some seedy places. As long as you just get in that room and lock that door, chances are it's not going to be that bad. You're going to look around and go, wow, man. But
between Spokane, Washington, and Frederick, Maryland, I'm pretty sure I stayed in the worst hotels in those towns.
Yeah. But once you go to sleep, you're asleep. For the most part.
The one in Spokane, I locked the door. I put a chair in front of it. Later, the next day, we're out there. This guy comes by, and he goes, did you see this car? And we go, no, why? He's like, somebody just stole it.
Actually, when we just in Orlando for this volleyball tournament, one of our friends got there maybe 3 or 4 hours after we did. So we're waiting for her in the lobby, shows up with her kid. She's got an S ton of bags. I said, hey, man, I'll help you take them up to the room. She's like, thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. We get up to her room, and when we walk in, I didn't notice, but she's like, does it smell funny in here to you? And I said, honestly, I can't smell anything. I don't know. And she's not generally high maintenance. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I don't see her for about an hour and a half, which just seemed odd because her kid came down hanging out with my son. And finally, we see her, and I'm like, what the hell have you been doing? She's like, oh, I had to get a different room. I said, what was wrong with your room? She goes, you remember that smell I was talking about? I go, yeah. She goes, I thought maybe I was crazy. You didn't notice a thing. My son didn't notice anything. And then I kicked off my shoes, and when I stepped on the carpet, it was wet.
What?
And she goes, but it was wet everywhere. The whole thing.
We stayed in a hotel where there was carpet in the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, no, that was a motel.
Also, I did not know you needed to bring your own soap.
No, that was a
just
surprise.
Just basic things. Like, you needed to bring your own towel.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have towels. I didn't have a washcloth. I didn't have soap.
I know the spot.
I drip dry in this thing, right? And I did not feel like my life was threatened or anything like that.
No.
It's just a bad motel, that's all. But it's the best this place can do. To be honest with you,
it is.
There's no other options.
Yeah.
And it's nice you walk out on the balcony each morning and all the smokers are in.
I refuse to throw them under the bus because we didn't. This was paid for.
I've never had a bad time there either.
So, like, no, me neither.
You have a good time, but it really is what it is.
But you realize, like, wow, man. Like, wow. Like, when I woke up the next morning, all right, the woman beside me in the hotel room, she had her window blinds wide open.
Mm-hmm.
I looked in.
Is this the old lady?
Well, I mean,
it's hard to tell
on age on the person.
Right.
She might have been 35. You never know. But I look in, and she's got the door open, too. And she's got the coffee pot going. And I look, and it looks like the entire thing is full of worms. And I realize that she is making top ramen
mm-hmm.
in the coffee pot.
I call that genius. Right?
I do, too. And I was like, hey, good morning. How are you? She's like, oh, good morning. Yeah, but she's smoking inside her room.
Oh, I know.
She's like sitting on her bed ripping a cig, doors open, making ramen in the coffee pot. I'm taking the worst hotel. Because to me, that's fine.
And it's a better story.
Yeah.
Like you tell the story about your father's head getting covered with ants.
That's the one in Frederick.
Right. And you just go like, inevitably, this is funny.
The one where the ocean came into the hotel room.
Exactly.
Like, I'll take that.
Yeah. I'm only taking it. I've eaten some bad meals just because I've stayed at worse motels.
Yeah.
Getting bad food is just the worst.
Oh, agreed.
Especially if it's a restaurant.
Yes.
If I go to an SE bar and the food sucks,
I
go, all right, that's not their main thing. But yeah, remember when we lived up there? That first time me and Thro went to that restaurant, I was just like, this is awful.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
It was like on the corner.
Oh, that old diner?
Yeah.
Across from Vito's. It's not there anymore.
It's the only place, like Thro said, he goes, I don't know how. They somehow screwed up a French dip.
Right.